This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Joining us in the studio, I don't know if I'm doing justice to you. You will let me know. So in the studio today for Monday Motivation, right, is the CEO of Movex, CIT or ICT.
Rather. Yes.
So I had summed it up to technologies, and I believe it's much more than that, you know. He's the founder of the winner of the Founder of the Year Awards. Yes, you've won that. And Entrepreneur of the Year. Okay. What other accolade? I don't know. There's quite a lot, and we're gonna unpack it as we, have our chat with the excellent Muvango. Brother, thank you so much for taking your time and joining us in studio.
Thank you so much for having me, and it's quite a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man. You're out here changing lives. So it's only best that we invite you for this beautiful chat. Now, we were supposed to be having a longer chat, but because we are pressed for time, we're going to try and milk as much as we can from you, you know? So maybe let's start by asking you who you are and where you're from.
Okay, I go by the name of Kuriso Excellent Muvango is a surname. I was born and bred in a valley called Njerere, in a small village called Chabrobedzi. You know, I'm a social entrepreneur, and I'm a philanthropist, I'm a giver, you know, and I'm also a very good husband to my
just
wife.
So in.
Yeah, no, a lot of people don't say that when they come here, so.
I'm a professional husband, yeah, as you
oh,
say.
Wow. Are you giving any classes with that?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to start hosting webinars and all that very soon.
And then your company, mm-hmm. you know, Movex ICT. Tell us a bit about that, what it does, you know.
Okay, Movex ICT, you know, actually starting from the name, Movex is coming from Muvango Excellent, you know, okay. ICT. So it's a company that is basically making education fashionable through the use of mobile technology. You know, I sat and thought, you know, everything is changing, you know, with the digitalization of the third industrial revolution, with the way we bank in our phones, you know, the way we order food. Now it's changed. They've digitalized everything, but not in our education system. If you take a look at a Toyota Corolla in 2002 and a Toyota Corolla in 2018. It's a complete different thing. There are massive improvements. But our education system was not being improved. I had to think of an idea, you know, of bringing together whatever that is taught in school and bring it in a small device, you know, to ensure that kids can actually have an upper hand and study at their own space, at their own pace, without paying for internet bundles.
Mm. Wow.
Now, many young people actually come up with brilliant ideas that they would like to execute, but being able to put all those ideas into paper is the easiest part, but being able to bring them into life is the most difficult thing they can actually do. Mm. And I can just imagine in 2016 when you're telling people, I want to have like an offline education system on your tablets. And for a lot of people, it may have seemed like, what the hell is this guy talking about? How were you able to bring that dream into life? But more than anything, being able to stay alive in the dream as well.
You know, the most important thing is constantly telling yourself, you know, about reminding yourself of where you're going, and also speaking about it until it makes sense. The more it makes sense to you, you know, the more it's going to make sense to other people. You know, it must build in within you first, and you start speaking about it, and then, you know, you visualize yourself achieving it. You know, you must see yourself there before you actually achieve it. And yeah, automatically, eventually, everybody's going to fall into, you know, into the idea, and then they start buying into the concept. But if you're the firm believer of your dream, you know, everybody's forced to fall into that.
Yeah. Mm. And the particular product that you are pushing, which is accessing information and, you know, school curriculum on a mobile device. How many people has it reached, like, so far? When you do your research, how many people have been able to access the platform?
Yo, we've sold more than 21,000 tablets.
Mm.
Yes, and nationwide. Now we've got schools in all 9 provinces, you know, through our different channels, and it's been a journey, you know. Mm. I think also the introduction of the COVID-19, it really even made more sense that this boy from a village was a visionary. Mm. You know, he thought of this that could come in really handy when, you know, we're in lockdown. And yeah, we sold roughly about 21,000 gadgets, and we've produced a best learner in the province since 2018.
Wow.
Every year we're celebrating. actually during the matric results announcement, I just put my phone out down there and I was receiving calls from parents. Yo, your son,
yeah,
your child, yo, 5 distinction, you know, and it's music to my ears. That's something that I thought of when I was sitting in my apartment. You know, it came into fruition, and which is, you know, the most fulfilling thing ever.
And I'd like to get into your pocket a little, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe this may be a little bit uncomfortable,
okay,
but a lot of people actually talk about how they don't need motivation. They need money. They've got these dreams. They've got these plans, but they need money. So I want to find it from you. How were you able to actually finance this dream? Like, what was the process besides you approaching the right people, but being able to actually bring it into life and have people buying into it as well?
Okay, let me explain this quickly. You know, when I had this dream, I thought, I mean, it's going to start booming. I'm going to make money. Actually, I thought I'm going to make a million during the third month. And to my surprise, I spent 14 good months without an income. It was the most hardest, was the most hardest 14 months I've ever lived, because I was coming from a good corporate job where I worked as a manager.
Mm.
And what happened then was I realized I wasted time, because I spent time going to people asking for funds.
Mm.
You know, I think I went to almost every million now that around.
Wow.
You know, can you give me this? And people, you know, some people spotted potential, some wanted to recruit me, some actually stole my idea, some, you know, and until I decided that let me rather start. And after I started, you know, and I started seeing breakthrough, and how I managed to survive during the whole period of 14 months, I used to diversify a little bit. You know, find companies that are existing, doing sales. I know there's one company that is selling cars to blacklisted people. You know, they'll pay you commission. I'll write on Facebook, hey, if you need a car, you're blacklisted, call me. And then, you know, I'll get maybe two guys, and then they get approval, and then that's how I'll finance my lifestyle while I'm pushing the bigger vision. So that's just how I did it.
Wow.
Until I get a first break.
And the thing is this, right? In the age that we live in, near technology, I think it is about time maybe we also educate the parents. The reason I'm saying that, so parents year in and year out buy a whole lot of tablets, right?
Mm.
But they buy them for CoComelon, for the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We need to change that. We need to start advising our parents, our elders, or there are, you know, devices out there which are preloaded with school material, not Peppa Pig, you know, actual school material. Is that something that you're also looking into right now to get the parents to be a target for you also? Not just the school kids, but the parents, the you know, the people with the actual financial muscle.
Yes, yes. Basically, when we go to schools, you know, actually public schools, we're dealing directly with parents, because they're the ones who are paying.
Right. Yeah.
And it's very rare to find actually a school buying, you know, because schools always have budget constraints.
Oh, yes.
So we speak to parents, and we also encourage parents. We have got different ways that we use, you know, to send out a message to parents to say, dear parent, you know, instead of buying them an expensive shoe, you know, you can also invest in this.
Mm.
You know, let's invest in children's education. Imagine, if you've got everything that you're going to be taught January to December in your device, you can actually finish your syllabus within 2 months.
Real quick.
You can finish your syllabus within 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, as an educator now, my job is not simple. You know, I don't have to go and start stretching, and I just tell learners, hey, go and have a look at this topic, you know, and then tomorrow when I get in class, what is it that you understood?
Mm.
You know, and the feedback that I'm receiving from educators is that kids actually understanding the content, you know, before they even raise a word.
Oh, wow.
So now as an educator, I focus on assessing these learners.
Mm.
I focus, you know, on the most important pockets, and which is why we're making education fashionable.
Yeah, it is. You're making it super fashionable. Yeah.
Oh, that is so exciting. I must say, it's very exciting. And I'm sure there's someone who's listening right now who kind of have given up on their dreams and goals. The other day we're having a conversation that by Valentine's Day, about 80% of people have actually given up on their goals.
Mm.
How crazy and wild is that? So there's someone who's sitting right now who's got a grand plan that seems unattainable, like you did back in 2016, and they just don't know how to bring it to life. Now, here is a fun fact about Excellent that I searched, is that his real name is Kuriso, and he gave himself the name Excellent, right?
Oh, wow.
Because he wanted to be excellent.
Yes.
If you were to bring them back or take them back to Kuriso, how was the journey from moving from Kuriso to becoming the excellent person that you've become today? You know, to be able to bring them to the reality of where they are right now, to be able to imagine themselves to where they want to be as the excellent in their life.
Hmm. Okay. What I would say is that, you know, to a younger person out there who's about to give up or who's already given up, you know, I live by, you know, this mantra, which says the main thing is to keep the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a very focused young person. I don't dilly dally around. You know, I keep myself motivated. I focus on the bigger picture, things that are not seen by people. You know, I close my eyes and ears on the noise that we're currently coming across right now. You mm-hmm. know, failures, lack of funds, lack of resources, and just focus on pushing. You know, the dream. I sent proposals. I remember at some point I go to NYDA's offices. I didn't have an office, and they give us 30 minutes time to use free computers and internet. And then the security guys, they know me. Yeah. And I'll take them and ask them to, you know, to give me more time. So, you know, just to, you know, stay motivated, keep yourself motivated, you know, and yeah. Coming back to the issue of excellent in Kuliso, you know, I gave myself the name excellent because I believe I wanted to be excellent and I wanted to be so excellent. And it was just a name that came to me as, you know, and say, excellent. Which name can I give to myself? And then I saw excellent as a suitable name, and I told my mom, let's go and insert this forename. And ever since that, wow. I'm excellent.
You know what? I'm changing my name to, I'm changing my name to, six pack Nomka. I'm changing my name to tall, dark, and handsome because my height is a challenge. But that is the time that we have, unfortunately. But it was well spent. Thank you so much. I wish you can come back some other time so that we can have an extensive conversation. Outside of that, maybe you can tell us, how do people reach you if there's somebody that wants to plug a school onto your services, or somebody that is interested in seeing the product, which is the tablet itself. How do they get in touch with you?
They can actually follow us on our socials. We've got MoveX ICT on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And they can call our office line at 015-023-0814. Or those who want to speak to me directly, you can actually call me during office hours, please, on 076-523-9578. Or email me at excellent@movex.co.za.
All right. That is... A new way of us doing Monday motivation. Thank you so much, my brother, for coming through. Best of luck with everything that you do in the future. We will also play our part in trying to get people to know about MoveX and what they do. But keep on doing what you're doing. You're changing not just the community, you're changing the world. You know, Biki by Biki will eventually get there. So shout out to you. Thank you so much for coming through. We will invite you again next time for an hour-long chat. Yeah. And I can't thank you enough. Ndibo?
Yeah, no, I'm so grateful to have you here today. It was really fun. Short, but fun.
Yeah, all right. Shout out. Maybe one last thing you want to say?
No, I think we covered almost everything. All right. And I'll just say to young people, please, the best time to start to chase your dream is yesterday.
Yes.
You know, just start.
Don't
wait for people. Don't seek validation. Just start.
All right. Definitely. There you have it. That is excellent. Mubango. Who is the CEO of MoveX ICT.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.